Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We all hopefully inshallah pray five times a day, at least, is the minimum that is required of us to do. And obviously following the Ja'fari Madhab, the Ja'fari school of thought, you know, we are allowed to combine our prayers, that we read Zuhr and Asr together, and we read Maghrib and Isha together. And this is not to say that the other Madhahib and the other schools of thought within Islamic jurisprudence are not allowed to do so. No, they are allowed. It's in their own books that this is allowed. Anyway, that is a jurisprudential discussion. That is for another time. But the salah and the prayer has a particular purpose. One of the things it must be understood when it comes to the religious laws and the religious codes and tenets is that the philosophy behind them is something that can never be known in its entirety. That we, yes, we might have a particular, you know, angle by which we understand it, but it does not mean that that angle is the and is the absolute, you know, reason for that particular act. No. Because if you do that, then there's many issues and problems that can come about. So in this tradition that we would like to share today from Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, speaks about one of those things. The Holy Quran, for example, mentions certain things about salah and the reasons why we pray. And in this tradition, it adds to it. So it kind of gives us a complete picture of all the particular angles and all the particular aspects that salah has been placed and made incumbent upon us for. That it is not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite in His reality, to make us do something or make incumbent upon us something with that having many objectives in mind. We, and as human beings, weak human beings as we are, we can only do something with one objective in mind. That I want to do such an act, I want to give such a command, because this is my objective. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not the case. Again, this is a discussion that has been had by scholars. And they are, some of the great scholars say that no, it is not impossible for the absolute existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the vastness that it is there, to give a particular command having many objectives in mind. So this tradition from Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha considering the salah is this, where she says that the salah has been made incumbent upon us for what? To remove and to cleanse us from being ostentatious, from having kibr, from seeing ourselves as being something. Why? For when a person prays, he understands that he has complete dependence, that he is a slave of a higher power. When a person goes into sujood, when he goes into that prostration, he understands that my entire existence is nothing from me, except that it is connected to an infinite and absolute source. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see salah in this manner and to make us of those who pray a proper prayer. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.